Hello, and welcome to another episode of Book Echoes, the podcast on making great books while making creative lives that work for us. I'm your host, author, editor, and book coach, Connie B. Dowell. And today I come to you guys with some blessedly cooler temperatures here in Virginia. Fall is still technically 3 weeks away, but it's starting to feel like it's on its way. And I, for one, am ready to enjoy my favorite season. I wish we could go out and do all the things that I would normally do in fall, but at the very least, even while social distancing, we can get some outdoors time and enjoy some lovely leaves whenever those choose to arrive. Now, before I jump into the interview today, one announcement. I can now announce the date of my $10 author newsletter webinar. So if you would like to get your questions answered and get a valuable primer on how to do an author newsletter really well, then head on over on October the 10th. I will remind you guys, because that's still, you know, a few weeks away. But if you want to go ahead and register, then check out the show notes of this episode, and I will have a link to the registration page for that. Now, today I have an interview with fellow editor and book coach, Samantha Tyler, and we talked about the difference between plot and story. Those two different elements that make a strong book. And she described not just the difference between those two, but some of the mistakes that she's seen beginning authors make and why it's such a problem when an author focuses too much on plot and neglects the story element. Because while plot is certainly important, it takes some thought. There's a lot written about plot, and for good reason, but it's the story that keeps readers turning the pages and caring about the book and keeps them coming back for more. So let's jump right into that great primer with Samantha. So today on the podcast, I am talking to editor and book coach Samantha Tyler. Welcome to the podcast, Samantha.
Thank you, Connie. Great to be here.
Yeah, great to have you on. So would you like to tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and what you do?
Yeah, I am a author accelerator, certified book coach, and a developmental editor.
That's great. Yeah. So for newer listeners, since I'm an editor as well, frequent listeners would know that what developmental editing means, but for newer listeners, developmental editing is all about content, story structure, and not as much about the nitty-gritty details of grammar, sentence structure, punctuation, etc.
Yep.
That's right. So you wanted to come on the podcast and talk to us about a very important distinction, but one that a lot of writers have trouble with. So we're going to talk about plot versus story. So what would you say are the difference between those two?
Well, it is one of the most misunderstood things, I think, in writing. And plot is, it is the events, it is the external events that happen. And story is actually what is going on internally with the character. It is the why the character is making the decisions that they're making, and why they're making the choices that they're making. Story is essentially what a novel is about or what a book is about. And it should be the most important element, in my opinion, when you sit down to write.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So where do you see writers go wrong in confusing these two in their manuscripts?
Well, I think there's a big myth out there that is, you know, all over the internet and all over classes, and especially for new writers, that plot is the most important thing, and people are marketing, you know, their books, their software programs to either the three structure story plot or the nine structure story plot, and they're really hammering in that you need to get those plot events down before you can start writing. And what they should be doing is they should be encouraging them to have a rough idea of what the plot events are going to be, but then really have them focusing on their character and their character development, and why and how the character is going to be reacting to those plot events, because that is what really drives the story forward, is your character's actions, and not so much the plot events. And you know, when you take the time to really develop your character, dive deep into who they are and what is motivating them, and what their backstory is, even if the backstory is just something that you as a writer know, then you're able to use that to draw your readers in and give them a reason to care. If your readers sit down and they open your book and, you know, they're immediately hit with a lot of action and it's just one thing after another and just one thing happened and then the next thing happens and then the next thing happens, and they don't have a reason to care why those things are happening or why, or a reason to care for the character, then, you know, they might not make it past page 10 of your book. They're going to get bored and they're going to set it aside because they have nothing to give them the reason to keep reading.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And there's definitely, that's something I've seen not just in unpublished manuscripts, but there's definitely a gradient in terms of what is expected perhaps in a genre, and for how much, yeah, there's a balance of how character versus plot events, for example. And I'm criticizing this because it's a wildly successful book. A lot of people loved The Martian, and I wanted to, but I just couldn't connect with it because in those first pages I'm like, things are happening, but I don't know who this person is.
Yeah. I think The Hunger Games is a good example that I like to use, because I mean, that's a story that's very plot driven, because you know, we have all of these things, these big things happening to Katniss, but I think the reason that it's loved by so many people, and they probably don't even realize when they're reading it, is that Collins has done this fantastic job of giving us a reason to care about Katniss. You know, while she's built her up to be this tough young girl who doesn't need anybody and she doesn't trust anybody and she's going to go out there and she's going to do it on her own, but in there she's woven all these little storylines where we see who Katniss really is, and that on the inside she's not that tough girl who doesn't need anybody. She cares about her sister, she cares about Rue, she cares about Peeta, and that's what really causes readers to connect with that storyline, is all those little things that you're not even probably thinking about. There's a section in there when the story starts, when they're standing at the reaping, and Katniss is saying to herself, you know, please don't let it be me, please don't let it be me, please don't let it be me. And as a reader, you can feel that need that she has, that she doesn't want to be a part of it for obvious reasons. And she's, you know, she's not thinking about her sister, she's not thinking about Gail, she's not thinking about anyone other than herself and what it would mean if she were to be chosen. And then her sister's name is drawn, and all of a sudden everything changes for her. And, you know, it's not about her, it's about her love for her sister and wanting to protect her and wanting to keep her safe. And it's those little things like that that are story. They may not seem, you know, that important, but that is what really draws the reader in and makes them fall in love with Katniss and continue to read. You know, and we see the same thing again with Rue, where, you know, obviously Rue doesn't make it and she gets killed, and, you know, Katniss takes the flowers and she lays them around her body, and that's story. You know, that's emotional, that's how it's impacting the character, and that's how it makes us feel. I mean, for a reader who is really into the story, I know it makes me cry even when I read it again, because you just really feel what Katniss is feeling. So that is what story is.
Yeah, Absolutely. So that's a good way of putting it and explaining it for readers that we care about why Katniss does what she does as much as the interesting things that are happening around her. But I think those things also do go hand in hand. Do you want to talk about the way that story and plot can shape each other?
Sure. You need to find the balance between both, because you need the story to fuel the emotional side for the reader, but you need the plot for the character to be able to react to it. Because without the plot and something happening, then, you know, it's just your character in a sappy little love story, or you know, there's nothing happening to her. So you have to find the perfect balance between the two, which is hard, which is difficult, because like I've said, so many people focus so much on the plot, and it should be character story first. And then, you know, the character should be reacting to the events that are happening in the plot. She should be making decisions. She should be making choices based on what is happening in the plot. And that's what's going to fuel the story and drive the character forward and cause her to have that eventual character arc from, you know, who she is from the beginning until who she is at the end. It's going to be all of those changes and challenges that she encounters and how she reacts to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you mentioned character arc, and I think especially for newer writers, it might be helpful to talk a little bit about what this is broadly. I know there have been many books written about it, so we could go on for a while, but just kind of in a nutshell.
So in a nutshell, a character's arc is how the character changes from the beginning until the end. You know, one of the things that I encourage my clients to do is to really dig deep at the beginning of the story and find out who their character is. And again, this can be something that's just for themselves. Little bits and pieces of that are going to appear in their story, but you know, the really deep level work that they do is more for themselves, so that they can learn who that character is, what motivates them. So from that information, they can then figure out what their character's traits, both the positive and the negative traits, are. But one of the underlying things, you know, that we hear so much about is your character's misbelief. And it's something that all of us have, and it tends to be something that we have, it tends to come from a defining moment that we've had at a very young age in our life, and it's something that, you know, has shaped us, and it tends to be something that's not a positive experience. Like I like to use the example that, you know, you might feel unlovable. And that's a lie that you tell yourself from an incident that happened, whether it be with your parents or, you know, your grandparents or something else that happened. And it can be one moment in time where you take that lie and you believe it. And then what happens from there is events occur throughout the rest of your life, and they kind of like sprinkle fairy dust or something on there, and you continue to believe it more and more as time goes on. And it's not a truth. But it's something that you believe. So when you have your character arc, what happens is at the beginning of the story, we'll go with the character believes she's unlovable. So events need to happen throughout the story that cause the character to realize that that's an untruth. And by the end of the story, she should no longer believe it. She should be able to say, yes, I am worthy. I am lovable. And come out changed at the end of the story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that is a good and important thing to focus on if you are planning a story and planning not just the events that happen, but this emotional layer to the story, so that you can layer the events that will take them to the place you want them to go.
Right, and they need to be met with challenges along the way. Mm-hmm. You know, at first your character is not going, they're not going to realize what their lie is. And they're going to be, the events that are happening are going to be working against them to cause them to continue to believe it. But at some point, usually somewhere around the midway point, something happens to the character where like a switch will go off, and they're like, okay, you know, I don't want to live in this situation anymore. I want to make a change. So they will actively try to make that change, still being met with resistance along the way, until finally, in the climatic moment, everything will fall into place for them, and they will, you know, be able to achieve whatever their goal is that they were striving for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, a lot of times folks will talk about that division between the first half and the second half as reactive in the first half and then active in that second half, once they've made that choice to actively go for a goal instead of just respond to the events happening around them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let's say a listener is hearing this and like, okay, this is all really good, but if I want to see some more examples or to learn more about this, do you have any resources that you would point them towards?
Lisa Crohn's Wired for Story and her second book, Story Genius, I think are excellent resources that dive into the difference between story versus plot. And she really likes to dig deep into a character's origin story and will gives the reader some exercises into how they can do that. So that is really the best resources, I think, for defining what the difference is and having a place to get started. There's also a YouTube video from Pixar, and it digs into how Pixar defines story versus plot. So that is a really good resource if you can find that as well.
Yeah, that's great. I'll try to dig that up and add it to the show notes. So look at the show notes for that. And I'll add, though she doesn't always use the same terminology, Kay and Weiland's books on outlining and crafting a story are also really good for understanding those character arcs.
Yeah, I'm familiar with her, but I don't think I've ever actually read any of her stuff.
Yeah, so they're definitely worth a read too. So this has been a really good primer on the difference between plot versus story, as well as kind of the basics of a character arc. This has been really great. Sam, do you have any parting thoughts you would like to share with listeners?
I think, you know, it's really important to dig into who your characters are and take the time to define that for yourself as a writer, as I've said. And that really lays the foundation moving forward for what your story should be about. So I really encourage all of my clients and any writers that I speak to do that hard level, deep level why before they start thinking about the plot.
Mm-hmm. So that's good advice. And I might just piggyback on that for readers, for listeners who are writers, like, and I am one of them, I can't really get to know a character unless I put them in a scene first. You can always do a few scenes that don't make it into the story as a jumping off point.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, so that is great advice for people planning the story, for people who are pantsers and maybe going back and revising later. So where can we find you and everything you do online?
Oh, yep. You can find me at www.therightbookcoach.com, and it's Wright, W-R-I-T-E. And I'm on Instagram at Sam Tyler Coach, and Facebook is Sam Tyler Coach as well.
Alrighty. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you for having me, Connie.
Thanks again for listening to this episode of Book Echoes. If you would like to chat more about plot versus story, drop me a line, connie@bookechoes.com. You can also leave a comment on the show notes, and you can find all the show notes for all the episodes and listen to all the back episodes at bookechoes.com/show. Just as a reminder, if you are still looking for that registration link for the author newsletter webinar, that will be in the show notes for this episode as well. And as always, if you would like to leave a rating or review on iTunes, now called Apple Podcasts, on Stitcher, Spotify, or the podcast catcher of your choice. Those are always much appreciated and help more folks find the show. Until next week, happy writing!